to their website under our business sponsors. Just go to WTRJTheTruth.com.
Let's Face the Issues is a daily broadcast ministry of First Conservative Baptist Church with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Dr. Youngblood is also the founder, president of Conservative Theological University. Let's Face the Issues broadcast deals with real issues facing our culture today from a biblical perspective. God created three institutions, the home, government, and the church. Therefore, any issue that is harmful or has a negative impact on either of these institutions will be carefully dealt with and confronted from a biblical worldview. Too often, good people are afraid to confront serious issues that are attacking the church, the home, and Christians. We must stand against the enemies of the family and the church. Tune in each day for another broadcast of Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Here is Dr. Youngblood with Let's Face the Issues.
Thank you, thank you, thank you, ladies and gentlemen. It's always our delight to have you jump on board. Join the dialogue and the discussion each and every day as we face the issues. You're invited to call today after the brief monologue. That telephone number is 904-831-0917, 904-831-0917. You may be tuned in online. You may be tuned in by way of internet. You may be tuned in by one of the network stations that we're on. And we look forward to your dialogue and discussion on the. We're talking about today, persecuted for truth. Persecuted for truth. I like the statement that Franklin Graham made in relationship to our world and what is happening. Headline says, Franklin Graham, every demon in hell has been turned loose. In an address, the National Religious Broadcasting at its annual meeting in Florida, evangelist Franklin Graham warned of the coming storm that Christian organizations are facing from the banking industry. That's part of it, he said. He explained that being forced to take steps to avoid being canceled on short notice and his own work, according to the report of the Washington Times. Graham said the surge of wokeness that already has invaded universities, schools, governments, and social media organizations could sweep over the evangelical ministries that broadcast the gospel message and calling out sinful behavior, end quote. For example, the Bible condemns homosexuality, yet modern society not only promotes the lifestyle choice, but elevates and exalts it to a protected activity level. The same is true with the LGBTQ agenda. Quote, I believe there's coming a storm that we're all going to have to be ready for, he told the audience. The report said, it's not going to be good. The world is deteriorating so quickly, it seems like a demon that every demon in hell has been turned loose. In fact, the Joe Biden administration has made a priority of promoting abortion through the whole of government. The scheme, as well as the body mutilations of children demanded by the transgender part of the LGBTQ ideology, end quote. And the article goes further. But ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about truth today. Persecuted, demeaned, condemned, and sometimes imprisoned for telling the truth. Perhaps you recall growing up as a child. I know when I was growing up at home, it was always the admonition, always tell the truth. When our boys were growing up, all four of them, we embedded in their hearts and their minds, tell the truth, stand for the truth. And ladies and gentlemen, that's exactly what we do on this broadcast and our monologue each and every day. We need to continue to stand for truth. But we'll talk about today on this broadcast how truth is being deteriorated, modulated, changed, and yet embraced by so many today as Christians, that's kind of frightening to me. But ladies and gentlemen, let me remind you, the truth book, the Bible, Jesus says to his disciples in John 8, 31 and 32, if you continue in my word, then you're my disciples indeed, and you shall know the truth. The truth shall make you free. Ladies and gentlemen, notice in that verse, if you continue, that means constantly stay in my word. That's the Bible. Then you are my disciple. An evidence of being a disciple of the Lord Jesus Christ is staying in the word. And the scripture then says in that verse, and you shall know the truth shall make you free. Jesus says in John 14:6, I am truth. Further, a declaratory statement is made, John 17:17, thy word is truth. Then in Psalms 117:2, the scripture says, the truth of the Lord endures forever. But ladies and gentlemen, truth is not sought after today. Truth is demeaned. Truth is denigrated. Truth is despised. In fact, it was the secularist George Orwell, back in his dystopian novel entitled 1984, which was published in the latter portion of the 40s, George Orwell said, the further a society drifts from the truth, the more it will hate those who speak it. We see that coming to life today on every hand. We see truth being demeaned, despised, dejected, rejected. In fact, it was the former U.S. Senator Jim DeMint that made this statement. What we believe about truth does not change what is true. What we believe about reality does not change what is real. There's no greater example of arrogance and self-worship than to assume whatever we believe is true and real. Yet that is precisely the prevailing view in America today, even in some of our Christian churches. But yet, ladies and gentlemen, according to the latest report, some 55% of the millennials, 18 to 35-year-old age group, say that each person determines their own version of truth. But ladies and gentlemen, there's not but one truth. You can modulate it, and you can massage it, and you can change it, as the Biden administration is doing. You know, let me just tuck this in. You know, for some time now, the Biden administration, with the talking head, the little liar, that's the press secretary for the White House, has been saying that Joe Biden had not talked with his son about his business deals, that he knew nothing about it. And now the mantra is Joe Biden has never done business with Hunter Biden, never been involved in Hunter Biden's business. He has changed completely with what he calls truth, but yet he laughs and mocks. It's what you call laughing up your sleeve that you've always heard. Recently, a report asked him, what about the money that he had received from China, Russia, et cetera, et cetera. We call it bribe money. What about that? He said, where's the money? Where's the money? Laughing, like, where? Can you find it? Can you trace it? Can you approve it? And yet we find with the House Investigating Committee, ladies and gentlemen, some 170 suspicious reports from the banks as to what's taking place. They had some 20-plus LLC corporate entities where they were washing the money. And I've said for years and years and years that Ukraine, the only reason Biden is now trying to provide major, major funds for Ukraine is simply to continue to bury money, to hide money. Ukraine was the Biden money laundering machine. But going back to truth, you'll not hear them say anything about truth in relationship to any of their testimonies, any of the things they're saying. It's going to be interesting today, by the way, to see what Devin Archer says in relationship to his answers before the investigative committee today in the House, because he's already been sentenced to 1 year, I believe it is, in jail, in prison, for supposedly lying. But ladies and gentlemen, I'm concerned if he tells the truth and then has to serve his prison time, the Biden administration will have that man snuffed out. His life won't be worth 10 cents if he goes behind prison bars. He will not be able to defend himself, and they will take his life. So this man today that's supposed to be going to tell the truth, I'm prayerful that he tells the truth, but at the same time, if he does, he's taking his own life into his hands, in my most humble opinion. But ladies and gentlemen, we'll go back to truth. The 15th century theologian and church reformer, Jan Hus, said it this way. Faithful Christians seek the truth, listen to the truth, learn the truth, love the truth, tell the truth, live the truth, and defend the truth, even to death. And that's my mantra each and every day on this broadcast, ladies and gentlemen. You'll not find truth on the Communist Network News. In fact, let me just tuck this in. While all of this is coming out about Hunter Biden and the Biden cabal, Biden family cabal, in their selling of America to the enemies, nothing is said on the Communist Network News. MSNBC, ABC, CBS, NBC, et cetera, CNN, none of them. They're spending their time and talking about President Donald J. Trump and the fact that they've added three more charges on one of his indictments. Ladies and gentlemen, it's a diversion you've heard me say before, and I'll say again, it's like a magician saying, don't pay attention to my right hand, but look at my left hand. That's what the Socialist Marxist Communist Network News is saying today. They're trying to prevent you from seeing the truth of what's happening. Ladies and gentlemen, this portion of the day's broadcast is sponsored by Tools for Time. Tools for Time is an outdoor power equipment dealership company specializing in the turnkey business packages for individuals looking to own your own landscape or lawn care business. Tools for Time carries the full line of equipment for the homeowner with brands like Honda and Echo. Tools for Time carries the full line of hurricane preparedness equipment with the full line of Honda generators. And ladies and gentlemen, Tools for Time has a knowledgeable staff that can answer all of your questions about the power backup equipment. The staff at Tools for Time can answer your questions about the professional as well as the homeowner brand landscape and lawn care equipment. Tools for Time is located at 11291. That's 11291 Old St. Augustine Road, right at the intersection of I-295 and Old St. Augustine Road. There's a benchmark, an identifier, 165-foot flagpole with the U.S. flag, Old Glory, flowing 24/7. Find the flagpole. At the base of that flagpole, you'll find the home of Tools for Time. Wait, wait, wait. There's some good news. Tools for Time is now hiring all positions, house and grounds maintenance, mechanics and technicians, inside and outside sales, customer service representatives, and much, much more. Tools for Time is a great place to work. It's a family-friendly, oriented environment that you're working in. Tools for Time is closed on Sunday, allowing the entire staff of Tools for Time to worship in the house of God with the family of God, as God's Word ordained it to be so. Drop by Tools for Time. Make an application for employment. Wait for an interview. See what God does, placing you in the family of Tools for Time. ToolsForTime.com. ToolsForTime.com. Ladies and gentlemen, looking at a headline, Professor fired for telling the truth. Factual science now taken action. A college professor who was fired for teaching factual concepts. The case on behalf of the Johnson Vacker, V-A-R-K-E-Y, named Phillips College, St. Phillips College in San Antonio, Texas. The Public Communication College fired him for teaching standard principles about human biology and reproduction. The legal team at First Liberty Institute has explained, quote, no college professor should be fired for teaching factual truth in its concepts that a handful of students don't want to hear. And it goes on to talk about what he had done. He had been teaching for some 20-plus years, and yet because a group of students didn't like him saying that God created or that there was only two biological sexes, that is male and female, as a result of telling the truth, he's fired. Ladies and gentlemen, we live in a world today that's totally changed, a totally different world, a totally new America. And for centuries, we have known the truth and always heard the need to speak the truth. And yet today, telling the truth can get you fired from your job and canceled by social media. I believe we have Kenneth on the line. Kenneth, go with your question or comment, please.
Yes, good morning, Dr. Jim Blair.
Good morning. I hope you're well.
Yes, I am. And, you know, I appreciate your program. And I might sound like a broken record, but the judge that did not give him a plea bill, I give her kudos, and I'm going to ask you a question. Okay, remember when the janitor saw, I think it was Watergate, and the guy that had Hunter Biden's laptop, you never hear from him anymore. I don't know. They woke. They crazy. And if
well, number
one, they're going to knock you off.
Number one, Kenneth, the one that had the laptop, the one that had turned it into the FBI. By the way, the Hunter Biden laptop was turned in, I believe it was September of 2019. They have had it for years and years and years. They sequestered it. They lied about it. They refused to acknowledge what was on it. Then they started claiming it was Russian disinformation. But, Kenneth, one of the major, major factors, they have now filed charges against the laptop repair, computer laptop repair company, shop owner that turned it in. They filed suit against him, the Hunter Biden cabal and his attorneys, to try to quiet him, to sequester him, to keep him from talking to the media. They have sent cease and desist notices, they, the attorneys for Hunter Biden, to all of the media attorneys, challenging them, if you talk about it, we're going to sue you. There's a pressure point today trying to prevent truth from being acknowledged or being told on every hand. That's the problem we see in society. That's what's taking place today. Truth at one time was revered. Truth at one time was honored. Truth at one time was the honorable thing to do. But now it is not. Today, it seems that the fallacies and the falsehoods, the liars, are the ones that are prevailing. In fact, Biden's FBI, the DOJ, IRS, the DHS, and the CDC can lie, and they have for years. And yet, if we tell the truth, we're persecuted, prosecuted, demeaned, and on every hand, some major attempt to destroy. Professors in colleges can't tell the truth, biologically speaking. Teachers, those in our schools, academic system, must, how would you say, bow to the woke society or be prosecuted and persecuted. So what are your thoughts?
Dr. Zumba, can I ask you one more question?
Yes, sir.
They're bringing up all these fake charges against Trump because he's not in their little clique. And when he was in office, America was running great.
Kenneth, it really it's not was. Just that he's not, Kenneth, it's not that Trump, Biden, I mean, that Trump is not in their clique. He's not in the same universe. In fact, he is the only threat against the sewer in D.C. And he's already said that he's, you know, he said he's going to clean the swamp. Now he's saying he's going to clean the sewer when he gets to back to D.C. And I believe that is the thing that causes so much fear on behalf of the thugs with badges and the entire Biden administration. You notice Joe Biden is not campaigning. Notice Joe Biden is not out on the campaign trail, yet supposedly he's in a campaign for reelection. That's a farce. That's a phony. That's a lie. They're planning on stealing the election as they did in 2020 and in 2022. Unless we change the mode of voting in America, unless we leave the Dominion software and hardware system and go back to a system that is trustworthy, that is validatable, we will not win the 2024 election. That's just my small prediction. And I think we need to wake up and see, smell the coffee and understand where we're going. But Kenneth, the whole point is we need to get back to the basics of truth. And that what we're finding today with the investigatory committees, with the Republican House, they're trying to get to the truth, trying to find out the truth. I think all of them know the truth, but they're trying to validate it now so that we can go from there to try to clean house with what is taking place. Question for you, Kenneth. Do you believe that there will be truth? Do you believe that Hunter Biden will ever be prosecuted? Do you believe that Joe Biden will ever be confronted with his sin of selling America?
I'll tell you what, Dr. Youngblood. If they keep that judge in there, in which I think they're going to try to switch, I think we will see everything come out. But if they switch the judges, if the Democrats or the woke people can switch the judge, because I have to give her a kudos. She stood up. You still on that investigation? I'm not going to give you a plea deal.
And we need to keep praying for that, because that plea deal was not canceled. It was postponed with a lot of serious questions around it. But she's supposed to rehear that in 30 days. So we've got now about 10 to 15, 20 days before it will be heard once again. And it depends on what kind of manipulation they do behind the scenes, what kind of document they draw up with other hidden poison pills in it, and whether or not she'll be able to discover that and say, no, it's my prayer. And I pray that you and others that are listening today have the same philosophy. It's my prayer that she will be sustained in her position and that she will not bow or bend in relationship to it. Kenneth, thank you so much for your call.
Okay.
Go ahead. Yes, thank you so much for your call. Thank you for your comments. Ladies and gentlemen, that telephone number is 904-831-0917. 904-831-0917. I'm looking at a headline. Top library officials go public with scheme to pounce on Christians. Drag performers for years already have demanded the right to promote their ideology and lifestyle to children through the story hour at school and in public libraries. So Christians have claimed their equal right to hold events at those locations. One prominent personality who has forwarded the movement is actor Chris Kirk Cameron, who has gone as a Brave Book series tour. He's featured on his own reading as well as those other authors. The reaction has been from the libraries to post displays of dozens of LGBTQ-themed books during those events. They've also posted Pride promotion LGBT ideology. Promoters or protesters also have tried to disrupt the events. Drag queens have interrupted the readings, and there have been threats of violence. Are the tentacles of Satan now locked onto every aspect of American life, this writer says? I believe it has. I believe it's just as was stated earlier in relationship to Franklin Graham, where he says, I believe that every demon in hell has been turned loose in America. And I believe we're witnessing today the end result of that. Ladies and gentlemen, as we face the facts, truth is no longer sought. Truth is no longer desired. The wake culture is at war against the truth. The battle is already a frontal attack, I believe, on conservatives and Christians and patriots. And I believe the entire Biden family, the cabal, can lie about selling of America to China and to Russia and to the enemies of America. But anyone who tells the truth speaks out against the lies of the Biden cabal and what's taking place, then they're the ones that's persecuted and prosecuted. And I say that looking at a headline. Persecution against Christians are on the rise worldwide. The World Watch list released on Wednesday by Open Door International shows that persecution against Christians continue on the rise. Over 360 million experiencing persecution in the world. Survey covering a period of October 2020 to September 2021 shows that persecution continues to rise, especially in Asian and African countries. The fact is, ladies and gentlemen, that none of the media is talking about some 18,000 churches in one of the states in Africa that's already been burned to the ground, some 1 million Christians either slaughtered or chased out of their own country because they're standing for Jesus Christ. We're watching persecution as has not been encountered in the world since the first century church. I believe that we need to recognize, ladies and gentlemen, what is taking place and confront it. We need to recognize, ladies and gentlemen, that as we find in Proverbs chapter 29 and verse 2, when the righteous are in authority, the people rejoice. But when the wicked bear through, the people mourn. And I believe we're seeing, although it's not recognized as that, I believe we're seeing a state of mourning across America as a result of truth being sequestered, truth being crushed, truth being pushed to the side. Looking at headline, dangerous for Christians. One nation looks to severely punish truth tellers. And this is not in America, but it shows where we're going. Australia has joined the list of nations around the globe where people soon will be banned from expressing their opinions on a long list of issues, all coming under the mantle of misinformation and disinformation. Ladies and gentlemen, let me pause for a moment in the reading of this article. If you tell the truth, it's called misinformation and disinformation. We can go back to the fact of COVID, and when the physician, the scientist, and the virologist all were saying that COVID is a plandemic and not a pandemic, when they brought forth evidence and facts in relationship to the fact that the COVID jab was more deadly than COVID itself, those men and women on a national level were sequestered. They were taken down on social media. Some of them had their license suspended. Some had their medical license revoked as a result of telling the truth. Persecution and prosecution for telling the truth. But yet in the Beltway in D.C., you'll not find truth in general. This article further states, the plan would, for example, ban criticism of LGBTQ, including transgender procedures that mutilate a child's body. Also, an election official would have new protections against complaints or criticism. Quote, presented as a measure to protect Australians from false, misleading, or deceptive information, or from information intended to cause serious harm, the bill actually is a dangerous attempt to gain control and to limit our freedom, according to Michelle Pierce, CEO of the Australian Christian Lobby, the report explained. The measure is especially dangerous for Christians who want to express an alternative view to the woke culture on gender and sexuality, and for those who want to speak out against abortion, she said. The question that is asked in this article, is the entire world now targeting Christians for destruction? That's a question that begs to be answered. Question, let me read it again. Is the entire world now targeting Christians for destruction? I believe that it's on the fast track for that. I believe we understand that. Ephesians, the sixth chapter, it tells us very clearly that we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities and powers and wickedness in high places. And the Ephesians 6 text, the Bible is admonishing Christians to be armored for battle. And ladies and gentlemen, many times I've said down through the years, Christians will sing the song, "Onward Christian Soldiers, Marching As to War, with the cross of Jesus going on before," and not recognizing that we're in a frontal battle, and it's a battle for truth. And the scripture is very, very clear as it admonishes us to put on the whole armor of God. Verse 13 then, in that sixth chapter of Ephesians, having done all to stand. I believe that it's time Christians, conservatives, and patriots stand for truth. Stop bending, stop bowing, stop having a sense of brokenness and a sense and feeling of helplessness, but to stand for truth. I believe that is what God calls upon us to do and to be faithful in doing it. Looking at a headline, impossibility to say something biblical and truthful without having your life ruined, end quote. Yeah, let me read that again. It's impossible to say something biblically and truthfully without having your life ruined. It talks about an individual, 31 years of age, ended up in turmoil because he cited biblical criticism for pride. He was canceled by several organizations, including the conservative party that he was in that era, and he's under investigation. He's been banned from the local library, removed from the trustee of an organization that helps children get access to green spaces. The Christian Legal Center explained the message that is being sent is demonstrating that Christians who hold public office can no longer express their beliefs without having their careers and their lives totally dismantled. That's the era in which we're living in. That's what we're faced with today if you stand for truth. We need to understand the Biden administration has been trying to enforce what they call the Ministry of Disinformation and Misinformation. It goes back to the dystopian novel of George Orwell and entitled 1984, where he talked about there coming a day that there would be a ministry of truth that will consolidate free speech and tell you what you could say and what you cannot say. Well, ladies and gentlemen, we're there. We're there. It's that era that we're at today. We need to recognize, ladies and gentlemen, that for the Christian, for the conservative, for the patriot, we're in the crosshairs of the Biden administration. And every one of the three-letter organizational structures, FBI, the CIA, the DOJ, et cetera, that's protecting evil, protecting wicked, protecting the lie, but prosecuting moms and dads and family members that'll stand before school boards and challenge the raw porn that's being taught in the classroom, and the fact that if we stand for truth, we're going to be persecuted and prosecuted. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm saying that because what we see on the horizon is going to be far worse than what we've seen in the past. We're going to talk about that further on the balance of this broadcast today as we continue to talk about persecuted for truth. Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to take a 1 minute top of the hour news break. Hang in there. Don't turn your dials. We'll be right back as we continue to face the issues.
This is Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. from First Conservative Baptist Church and Conservative Theological University in Jacksonville, Florida. To learn more, visit conservative.edu.
WTRJ, Orange Park, Jacksonville. WAYL, St. Augustine. WATY, Folkston, Georgia. Online at ilovethetruth.com.
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. A friend and former business partner of Hunter Biden is due to testify today on Capitol Hill. Devin Archer is scheduled before the Republican-led House Oversight Committee. His testimony could shed light on President Biden's possible involvement in his son's overseas business dealings. There has been no claim of responsibility for a deadly suicide bombing at a political rally in northwest Pakistan. More than four dozen people killed in that attack. As oil supplies shrink, gas prices rise, up just over 20 cents a gallon since last month. The national average now stands at $3.75 a gallon. Although there has been some relief in some areas, other parts of the country still in the grip of a punishing heat wave. On Wall Street, the Dow is up 51 points and NASDAQ ahead 28. More details at srnnews.com.
Do you have earned college credits but no diploma? Would you like to finish your certified degree program? Conservative Theological University can help. Call 1-800-GO-BIBLE to schedule your interview appointment. Please leave your contact information for the admission staff to reach out to you. Today's the day. Call 1-800-GO-BIBLE for Conservative Theological University.
Thanks for tuning in to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood. Since 2015, Dr. Youngblood has taken scores of questions and comments on the challenging issues of the day with a goal of motivating and informing listeners to examine the issues from a central biblicist worldview. Currently, this broadcast is heard on three regional stations in Florida and Georgia. Dr. Youngblood's expository preaching is heard on two stations in Ohio and Virginia, as well as Brunswick, Georgia, St. Augustine, and Jacksonville, Florida. There's now a great opportunity to expand this vital ministry to other cities, and we sincerely need your help to accomplish this mission. Your support in any amount is needed to take this next step in sharing God's truth in a relevant, lively, and timely way. Thanks for your willingness to support this broadcast as we prepare to face the issues on a broader scale. Please go to fcbcatjax.com and click the donation button, or send your best gift to First Conservative Baptist Church, 12021 Old St. Augustine Road, Jacksonville, Florida, 32258. Attention Radio.
Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood is brought to you by First Conservative Baptist Church. Now let's get back to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about persecuted for truth. Do you see that as the reality, or do you have a question about whether or not Christians, conservatives, and patriots are being persecuted today for telling the truth? I've said for some times now, we can watch the Biden administration, the Biden family cabal. They can lie about the selling of America to China, the selling of America to Russia. I believe we are watching treason at the highest level. That's what I believe is taking place. But we can see them selling America to the enemies of America. But anyone who tells the truth, anyone who tells the truth, speaks out against the lies about what's been done and what's been said. If you say, for example, COVID was a lie, COVID was created. COVID was created in the virology bioweapons lab in Wuhan, China, paid for by American taxpayer dollars. And you're taken off social media. You're considered to be a disinformation, misinformation theorist and not real. And therefore, it was considered to be a lie. If you challenge the mask and the mask mandate, by the way, ladies and gentlemen, it's coming to fruition today that now we're finding more and more, even on some of the secular media, that's questioning and challenging the mask mandate, questioning, challenging the value or the benefit of a vaccination called a COVID vaccination. If you confront the lie that Dr. Fauci as told so many times, then you are the one that's lying. You're the one that is in trouble. You're the one that's misspoken. You're the one that's considered a disinformation person. If you, in any way, ladies and gentlemen, expose the lie about so-called climate change, the global warming, you are the target of persecution, prosecution by the thugs with badges. Ladies and gentlemen, there's new evidence, by the way. Listen carefully. New evidence that the multiple fires was taking place just a year ago in California and the northwestern areas of America. They claimed that was global warming that was starting. They have discovered that those fires were started by arsonists. Those fires were not started by, quote, Mother Nature. They were started by arsonists. But so far, ladies and gentlemen, it's not been acknowledged by the federal government. And the government's using the term now that we're having a major, major, major problem with global warming. And in fact, global warming, I believe, is going to be one of the climate change and global warming is going to be one of the mantras that will be used with the World Health Organization to bring about the domination this fall with a new health emergency. And it's going back to the truth, though, ladies and gentlemen. What is truth? How do you determine truth? Looking at the headline, judge who called out Biden's minister of truth consolidates the free speech cases. A federal judge who not long ago called out Joe Biden administration for running a ministry of truth now has consolidated two separate challenges to the president's campaign to have federal bureaucrats tell private social media companies to censor ideas that don't align with the White House. In issuing an injunction that banned the administration from meeting with social media companies to discuss the censorship, a decision suspended by an appeals court for now, U.S. District Judge Terry Daughtry has said in one of the cases, the evidence produced thus far depicts an almost dystopian scenario. During the COVID-19 pandemic, a period perhaps best characterized by widespread doubt and uncertainty, the United States government seems to have assumed a role similar to the Orwellian Minister of Truth, end quote. The cases consolidated are the cases from which the ruling emanated. Both cases are actions against the Biden administration for allegedly colluding with social media platforms to censor speech, free speech of the citizens in America. Ladies and gentlemen, I could go into great detail for the balance of the broadcast with evidence and proof and documentation that for 3 years now under the Biden administration, there has been no recognition of the Bill of Rights. There's been no recognition of our First Amendment right of the religious liberties and the freedom of speech in the United States of America. I'm looking at a headline that says, 250 Hollywood stars says to punish everyone that promotes the truth of biological sex. Over 250 celebrities in film, music, and other industries signed an open letter to pressure social media companies to censor all speech regarding transgender individuals and transgender movement. Among other things, the letter takes issue with misgendering or referring to a person by their biological sex rather than their preferred gender, and deadnaming, which is calling a person there by their birth name rather than their preferred name. Targeting misgendering and deadnaming of trans and non-binary people in a widespread mode of hate speech across all platforms utilized to bully and harass prominent public figures while simultaneously expressing hatred and contempt for those telling the truth. And it goes on to ask the question, are these celebrities filled with the spirit of Antichrist? And my answer to that question is yes. The letter then goes on to supposedly combat disinformation. Ladies and gentlemen, the entire mantra of the Biden administration is that if you or if I speak the truth about biological sex and say that God created two sexes, there's only male and female. If we do that, we're the ones that are giving disinformation and misinformation. If we take a stand and say that the vaccines are not beneficial. They're unhealthy. They're deadly and causes mass genocide on a global basis. If we say anything like that, it is considered misinformation and disinformation, and there's the persecution and the prosecution for truth. It is a stand against truth. I've never in my lifetime, and I'm still under 100, I would have never dreamed that we get to the point in America when truth would be so dissed, so demeaned, so denigrated, and so denied as we're seeing it in society today. Here's an article. The Facebook files, the effort to censor vaccine information. Now, ladies and gentlemen, I have probably researched and studied several thousand articles about COVID, COVID vaccine, COVID origin, and what Dr. Fauci has said, and what others have said, and where the truth happens to be. But the bottom line is, ladies and gentlemen, for 3 years, it's been an impossibility to go on any social media platform and find the truth. If you were to publish something on Facebook, or if you'd publish something on any of the major social media outlets or platforms, it would not get beyond your page because others could not read it. Here's a headline. The Facebook files, the effort to censor vaccine information. This is dated July the 29th. It's just a few days old. Republican Representative Jim Jordan released what he called a smoking gun document on social media, proving that Facebook had been censoring all of Americans on behalf of the Biden administration. Posting to Twitter, Jordan, Republican of Ohio, said that he has internal documents that were obtained only after Mark Zuckerberg was threatened to be held in contempt, which proved beyond a doubt the censoring across social media platforms due to unconstitutional pressure from the Biden administration, end quote. Further, the article states, Facebook executives were facing continued pressure from external stakeholders, including the Biden White House. Now, ladies and gentlemen, it didn't say from the Democrats, but from the Biden White House. It was orchestrated out of the White House, carried out out of the White House, known by Joe Biden, carried out by Joe Biden and his administrative staff to make sure that the lie was perpetrated upon all citizens and the truth was denied. The truth was shrouded. The truth was held back, that Americans did not know the truth. And if we would take a stand for truth, that we'd be persecuted and prosecuted as a result of it. Now, ladies and gentlemen, I believe it's important for us to grasp and understand that, because we're on the verge of seeing major catastrophic changes even further. In my most humble opinion, this fall, the World Health Organization, as you know, the Biden administration, May 26th, 27th, signed a document putting America under the watchful eye of the World Health Organization to make the determination when the next pandemic takes place, what we should do, how we should respond. And if the World Health Organization says lockdown, then America's to fall on its knees and lockdown, et cetera, et cetera. But ladies and gentlemen, the United Nations chief headline proclaims new era of global boiling. Dated July the 28th, United Nations Secretary General declared that the era of global warming is over and a new era of global boiling has just begun. He blames humans. Listen, the head of the UN, Secretary General, Antony Guterres, blames human beings for the unbreathable air and unbearable heat, pointing to fossil fuel consumption and the perceived inaction of political leaders during his speech at the UN headquarters in New York. Quote, the era of global warming has ended. The era of global boiling has arrived. And ladies and gentlemen, when you link that statement to the statements by the head of the World Health Organization, the Secretary General Guterres, Tedros and the UN, the World Health Organization, when you link the two statements, you understand that Tedros with the World Health Organization has already said that we will have a pandemic this fall that would be more dangerous and more deadly, more devastating than COVID. He's already determined by himself, ladies and gentlemen, that global warming, the climate change, is a health, listen, this is important. He calls it a health emergency. And under the policy of the UN, the World Health Organization, and the Biden administration, that can be cause for new lockdowns, new mask mandates, and for the shutting off of the gasoline valve to operate a gasoline-powered automobile in the near future. Goes on to say, human beings are at fault. He says, the only surprise is the speed of the change. Climate change is here. It is terrifying, and we're just at the beginning of it. Ladies and gentlemen, that's setting the stage to be able to terrify, using his terms, to terrify all of the globe into bowing and bending. It is because there's an all-out war on free speech. Free speech is no longer considered necessary in America or around the world. Looking at a headline, elites launch an all-out war on free speech. Election deniers, science deniers, climate change deniers, conspiracy theorists, hate speech, fake news, disinformation, misinformation, malinformation. A bizarre new lexicon has been conjured up by America's elites for the sole purpose of which is to discredit and ridicule all truth, and if possible, censor entirely all speech that does not support the increasingly dark and deranged agenda of the elite. In the greatest iron of ironies, the nation once boasting the most robust culture of freedom of speech and press, undergirded by the strongest constitutional protections for those rights, is now at ground zero of total war against free speech and free expression. The question is asked in this massive article, how could this happen in the United States of America? Ladies and gentlemen, I'll answer that question briefly. It's because we as citizens have bowed to government and not to God. It's because we have taken the position that government knows what's best for us. And if government says you need to shut your churches down, that you do so. If the government says you need to take a COVID vaccination, you must do so. If government says that you need to wear a mask, you must do so. Just recently, I've been in several places of business, and it surprises me the number of people that are still donning a mask on their face. Saw a lady the other day with a big old mask on. You can barely see her eyes because of the mask, walking around in the grocery store as though she's going to be attacked by some germ in the air. Ladies and gentlemen, we have seen America is willing to bow and to bend at the whims, wishes, and demands of the federal government. I'm concerned about that, ladies and gentlemen. Concerned to the point that we're finding even in some of the states where they're trying to pass legislation to once again have the Ten Commandments put back in public schools. There's a hue and cry in those states that it will be harmful, be detrimental. But I'm looking at an article that says the Ten Commandments needed in America for a time like none before. More and more, we're living in a lawless time in America. It's as if people never heard God's Ten Commandments. We've reached a zenith when they're calling evil good and good evil. If ever there was a time and place for reminding them of right and wrong, this would be it. After all, they have been taken down from our schools, our universities, our government buildings, courtrooms, law schools, even churches and synagogues. Crime has skyrocketed in every way, especially in major cities, and even the government, which once held the line on it, now seems to embrace it, does its level best to ignore and inflame it. Ladies and gentlemen, what that writer was saying about needing the Ten Commandments, we need to turn back to God. We need to recognize that in the society in which we're living in, there's a major battle, and that battle is against God and God's Word. Looking at a headline, new snapping of the America's minds illustrates Orwellian's takeover of the U.S. It may be hard to believe today, but 40 years ago, this writer says, 40 years ago, when I started out in journalism and Reagan was then president, it was really mourning in America. Our nation was prosperous, largely unified, respected by its allies, feared by its enemies. Almost miraculously, the Berlin Wall was torn down, and the fearsome nuclear army of the Soviet Union peacefully dissolved. Without a shot being fired, that's what was good leadership in America can do. Today, just a few decades later, this writer says, America's ruling class drool over Marxist ideologies. Our borders purposely left wide open to invade our country. Our elections are rigged. Our government promotes manically deranged policies on every front while busily turning citizens against each other. They prosecute conservative Christians as criminals and terrorists while excusing and encouraging actual crimes and terrorism. They sexualize, corrupt, and brainwash our precious children with toxic ideologies and groom them into undergoing double mastectomies, castration, and a desperate and impossible effort to change genders. Oh, yes, and we're on the verge of World War III with Russia, end quote. Ladies and gentlemen, I couldn't have said it any more succinctly. I couldn't have said it any more clearly than has been stated by that writer. What we're watching today is the crushing of truth. What we're watching today is a state of war. In fact, we're looking at one headline. Joe Biden has declared war on conservative Christians. The Democrats want fundamental transformation of America. They want to purge Christians from public life and abolish religious freedom as we know it today. Last week, in one of the darkest moments of his abysmal presidency, Joe Biden made it clearer than ever. The Democratic Party is coming after Christians and anyone who contradicts the left's radical abortion and LGBTQ agenda. In a primetime speech on Thursday, Philadelphia's Independent Hall, Joe Biden doubled down on Democrats, doubled down on democracy. Latest attack online, declaring his political opposition and opponents are an intolerable threat to America. So, ladies and gentlemen, if we tell the truth about Joe Biden, if we tell the truth about COVID, if we tell the truth about masks, if we tell the truth about Dr. Fauci, if we tell the truth about the election being stolen, 2020 and 2022, if we tell the truth, ladies and gentlemen, we're viewed as a threat, intolerable threat to all of America. That's where we stand today. That's what's taking place today. In fact, I'm looking at another headline. One state in a major war with pro-lifers over what they call they can voice. A National Institute of Family Life and Associates, which several years back went all the way to the Supreme Court to be exempted from California state statute that demanded pro-lifers promote abortion in their centers, is back in court today over a demand that they provide a speech which they do not agree with. The law censors these centers' ability to advertise their services. It precludes the ability of the centers to offer even non-medical services, information, and counseling unless provided by a licensed healthcare provider. Women who become unexpectedly pregnant should be empowered with life-giving options, emotional support, and practical resources. But the law in Vermont is saying, no, you can't do it. You cannot tell the truth about those issues. Ladies and gentlemen, today if we stand up and speak about the trans lies, if we speak out against the mutilation of our children, if we speak out about that, the DOJ, the FBI, and other feds will come with full force of the federal government against us. We're watching today, ladies and gentlemen, a tectonic change in what we've called the land of the free and the home of the brave. So, ladies and gentlemen, what are Christians to do? What are conservatives to do? How are we to act and how are we to respond for what I believe is going to happen in the near future? I believe the truth should be the standard. I believe we need to continue to take a stand on truth. Looking at the headline, yet again, state taken to court for its apparent hatred of Christianity. Goes on to talk about the state of Colorado, led by homosexual Democrat governor, is being taken to court for formally adopting an agenda that's intolerant for Christians in Colorado. And ladies and gentlemen, it's not just Colorado. It's state after state after state across America where they're introducing legislation, passing laws that is countering anything that we stand for as Christians. But here's the point. Listen carefully. You would think that as Christians, we would take a stand and that we would stand for truth, stand for the Word of God. But I'm finding, ladies and gentlemen, to our sad, sad, sad shame, that denominations are bowing to the woke culture and bringing the woke culture inside the doors of the church. Unfortunately, most denominations today have embraced the woke culture, the LGBTQ agenda, teaching the CRT in the churches. Today, ladies and gentlemen, most denominations view themselves as progressive Christians, And ladies and gentlemen, that is very, very dangerous to be called a progressive Christian. It's an impossibility to be that and to be the person that God would have us to be. In fact, may I, at the risk of redundancy, and I shared this a few days ago on this broadcast, Franklin Graham warns the church, progressive Christianity can send a person to hell. Evangelist Franklin Graham is urging the church in a new column to reject progressive Christianity and warning that it's not a gospel at all because it rejects the core biblical doctrines. The real ultimate danger is that progressive Christianity will send a person to hell. He writes, he says, I know that sounds harsh, but it is true. Graham says progressive Christianity is wrong on a series of issues, from sexuality to marriage to the deity of Christ. The column ran under the headline, The Eternal Peril of Progressive Christianity. Progressive Christianity, this writer Franklin Graham says, denies the divinely inspired, authoritative truth of the Bible as it intersects with the facts of living. On the topic of justice, he writes, progressive Christianity is primarily concerned with the issues of social and radical racial justice, which the Bible does address, he says, but most often neglects the far more fundamental issue of God's justice, how holy and just God deals with sinful and wicked men. Progressive Christianity, he writes, is not Christianity at all. So, ladies and gentlemen, here's the bottom line. We see these things coming. How should we then live? What should we do? But listen carefully as some statistics from the Barna Report. Only 4% of executive pastors have a biblical worldview. Only 11% of preaching pastors have a biblical worldview. Only 13% of youth pastors have a biblical worldview. Only 4% of the millennials have a biblical worldview. Ladies and gentlemen, what does having a biblical worldview really mean? It means that you look at all that's happening in the world through the prism of the written, revealed, inspired, infallible, inerrant Word of God and determine what would God have us to do? How would God have us to respond? And I believe, ladies and gentlemen, we need to recognize what's on the horizon. We need to plan and prepare, and we need to pray. We need to be involved because, ladies and gentlemen, it's time for Christians, I believe, to turn back to God. It's time for Christians to turn back to the book of books. I believe it's time for Christians to stand without apology. Do not bow. Do not bend. Do not be broken by the governmental controls. We must be ready because, ladies and gentlemen, listen carefully. The next lockdowns, the next forced church closures, the next pandemic, World Health Organization warned that this fall will be a pandemic that will be more dangerous, more deadly than the COVID ever could have been. So, ladies and gentlemen, I believe it's time that we wake up, smell the coffee, understand what is happening, where we're going as a nation. The Barna Report further says this. Here's a few notable findings about practicing Christianity. 61% agree the idea that's rooted in the new spirituality. 61% of the Christians view new spirituality rather than what the Word of God says. Ladies and gentlemen,
the presence
of
God
equals looking forward to meeting you next time on the air as once again we face the issues.
You have been listening to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. pastor of First Conservative Baptist Church and president of Conservative Theological University, 12021 Old St. Augustine Road, Jacksonville, Florida. Located 1 mile south of I-295, FCBC invites you to tune in nightly, 9 to 10,